is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump has authorized what he called very significant new sanctions against Turkey, even as Turkish forces continued their assault on Kurdish positions in northeastern Syria. Mnuchin said the United States is not activating the sanctions at this time, but would if Turkey pressed its offensive too far.
Again, I want to emphasize at this point, we are not activating the sanctions. But as the president has said, he will provide very significant authorities based upon the continuing efforts.
The Treasury Secretary said President Trump is concerned about Turkey's potential targeting of civilians in Kurdish areas. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that his country would not stop its operation against the YPG militia, no matter what anyone says. Turkey intensified its air and artillery strikes in northeast Syria Friday, escalating its offensive against Kurdish militia forces. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was on Capitol Hill for a closed-door deposition with committees working on the House impeachment of President Trump. AP correspondent Jennifer King has details.
In an opening statement obtained by the Associated Press, Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, told congressional lawmakers that the State Department was pressured by President Trump to remove her from her position. In the statement, she said she was abruptly recalled in May. She described her reaction as incredulous that the government had chosen to remove her, quote, based as best I can tell on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives, unquote. She said she was told by an official that there had been a concerted campaign against her, and that Trump had pressured officials to remove her for almost a year. Lawmakers are questioning Yovanovitch as part of an impeachment investigation into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Friday the United States and China had come to a substantial Phase 1 trade deal, reaching agreement on intellectual property, financial services, and big agricultural processes. Trump said that the two sides are very close to ending their trade war, and it will take up to 5 weeks to get the deal written. The president was speaking after talks with Vice Premier Liu He of China. A current 25% levy on $250 billion of Chinese goods was scheduled to rise to 30% on October 15th. A second set of taxes of 15% on more than $150 billion in goods was set to go into place on December 15th. Sticking points in the trade dispute between the world's two largest economies included forced technology transfer, theft of intellectual property rights, and other non-tariff barriers. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Reuters correspondent Megan Ravel reports.
The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, lauded for his deal last year with Eritrea, which ended two decades of hostility.
In Ethiopia, even if much work remains, Abiy Ahmed has initiated important reforms that give many citizens hope for a better life and a brighter future.
Ethiopia and Eritrea were bitter rivals for decades. They fought a war in the late 1990s in which upwards of 70,000 people died. But in July 2018, Abiy was warmly welcomed to Eritrea by its president. Their meeting was the first of its kind after a 20-year military standoff.
That's Megan Ravel of Reuters. Los Angeles authorities say 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate their homes, and two people have died because of wildfires sweeping Los Angeles. L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore says that residents who have been told to evacuate should not remain at their houses trying to fight the fire themselves.
When you're told to leave, we mean for you to leave. It's for your safety. It will save your life. If you stay in those areas, we cannot guarantee you that we'll be able to find you and rescue you if you're overcome by flames.
An 89-year-old woman died when fire swept through a mobile home park about 115 kilometers east of Los Angeles. Another man died Thursday night from cardiac arrest as he spoke with firefighters fighting another blaze about 32 kilometers north of the city. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.